Welcome back, Jonathan. Well, Trump is really looming large. He floods the zone. We hear about that a lot. And it's really hard for the Democrats to cut through.
Yeah, they've had a lot of problems because he just dominates all TV coverage. He dominates all coverage of all the news. And I think that the Democrats are finding themselves in a position where they want to push back, but no one's really listening. And what we're seeing is that actually, despite how unpopular Donald Trump is, and let's remind our listeners, he is incredibly unpopular at the moment. All the polling tells us this. The Democrats are actually not that popular either. In fact, by some measures, the party as a whole is less popular than the Republican Party.
They really should be able to cut through, though, you would think. I mean, what's going wrong with them?
Look, I think there's a couple of things going on. I think their leadership in Congress is a bit lost. Donald Trump has completely sidelined the legislative chamber of America. He's decided that he's going to push everything he's doing through executive orders and things like that. And so he just feels like he doesn't need to speak to Congress. He doesn't need to be cutting deals with the Democratic leadership. And for them, then, they're just left kind of wondering what their role is. But despite that, they're actually overperforming in a lot of elections. And I think we need to put that down to just real anger at Donald Trump. So Politico looked at about 229 state and federal elections that have taken place since Trump's inauguration and found that Democratic candidates were outperforming Kamala Harris in the same districts in almost all of them. So they were overperforming her by an average of about 5 points. But actually, in many of them, they're pulling ahead by about 20 points. There was a Democratic special election in a Florida state seat last month, and a Democrat won it, turning over a margin of almost 20 percentage points. And symbolically, that seat is the home to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
That's interesting. So they're kind of cutting through on the sort of state or local level, but when it comes to the federal level in terms of 2028 or even maybe the midterms, that's where the question lies, is it, in terms of whether they're able to counter Donald Trump's effect?
I think that the overperformance we're seeing in these special elections, these are kind of like by-elections, that is going to translate to something in the midterms in a few months' time. It could translate to them winning the House and the Senate at this rate, given Donald Trump's unpopularity. But yeah, already people are looking ahead to 2028, the presidential election, and who knows what that will be.
So who are some of the contenders in 2028? I hear Gavin Newsom a lot, that name. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, it seems mad that we're talking about the 2028 election already, doesn't it? But that is kind
of how... It can't come soon enough. That's why we're talking about
it. Yeah, that is how American politics works, I'm afraid. They are going to be getting into campaign mode very soon. They're going to probably be holding debates next year. And yes, so Gavin Newsom, he's the current governor of California. His term is coming to an end this year, and I think he hasn't said anything publicly, but it's clear he's going to make a run for the presidency. He's a very interesting character. He's very well put together. He's very slick. I think a lot of people think perhaps he's a bit too slick.
What about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Lots of excitement around her, maybe?
Yeah, very interesting person. So she holds a House seat in New York. She's still quite young. She is someone who transcends a lot of American politics. She's a figure that people in our country have heard of. There's not many kind of people in the US House that Australians have heard of, but they've heard of her because she manages to cut through. She's great on social media. She's really good at, you know, commanding attention. And it seems she might be positioning herself for something, whether it be the next election or the one after. She's definitely been putting herself out there. So she appeared at the Munich Security Conference this year talking about foreign policy, not her normal area, but I guess
she got into a bit of trouble over that, though.
Yeah, look, I think some people were slightly critical of things that she said. I think people can be a bit too critical, but she's trying to kind of burnish her credentials, I guess.
Tactics is what people are really talking about in terms of how the Democrats can cut through. Let's just have a listen to Georgia Senator John Ossoff, because he's really piqued interest with his strategy.
Meanwhile, rent, power, groceries, and health care have all hit all-time highs this year. This year. Ground beef's up 20% since Trump took office. Coffee, 40%. Health premiums through the roof. And remember, while you pay more for everything, the first family's wealth is growing by billions of dollars. Because they're crooks. And everybody knows it.
The crowd liked that.
Yeah, this really interested me on the weekend because I've been reading a lot about how Viktor Orban, Hungary's leader who was thrown out of office last week after 16 years in power, how Peter Magyar, the challenger, how they came to beat him. And a lot of Americans are looking at that election and going, does this give us a kind of set of tools in how to beat would-be autocrats or illiberal leaders? And one of the things that, you know, experts have said about that election was that he ran on corruption, but he made a point of connecting corruption to people's lives. So he said the reason that when you go to a hospital, there's no toilet paper is because local leaders have spent all their money on their homes. He said, you know, there's a reason your healthcare isn't good, and that's because the state coffers are just being completely overwhelmed by, you know, cronies of the government. And I think a lot of people have said that is a way you can win elections. And so it struck me as really interesting that is almost the exact messaging that John Ossoff in Georgia seems to be going on. He's tying the cost of living to the perceived corruption or the perceived wealth that the Trump family has made during this second term of power.
And we should say Trump's family would deny all those allegations. But it certainly is that question around how to get a message through that resonates, that people will remember and they can take it to 2028.
And I think people have been listening to this. So that this guy, John Ossoff, he's only 39 years old. He's running for the Senate again. His seat is up for re-election this year. And so he's out there now campaigning. But our listeners may not have heard much about him. I first came across him in 2017. He was running for a special election in the U.S. House in Georgia. This was expected to just be a walkover. The Republicans would win this. It was a very red seat. And this guy, at quite a young age, got people excited. He was a great speaker. He managed to connect the issues that were bothering Americans to what was happening in Washington. And he lost that race, but very narrowly. It was a nail biter. And then in 2020, he ran for election in the Senate and he won. And this is a really important state, Georgia. This is they call it a purple state. It swings both ways. Donald Trump won it in 2016. Biden won it in 2020. Trump won it again in 2024. So it's a bit of a bellwether. And the fact that a Democrat like him can win that seat makes people think maybe he's one to watch for 2028.
Maybe he's one to watch. Well, we'll have a lot more to watch and talk about next week. Jonathan, I'll see you then.
Thanks very much, Richard.
Decoding America is a new podcast by Guardian Australia and was recorded on Gadigal land. This episode was produced by Joe Koning, who also did the sound design and mixing. Theme is also composed by Joe Koning. The executive producer of this episode was Miles Herbert. I'm Regid Ahmed. Jonathan and I will be back next week in your full story feed.